You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Saturday, anyway. We're going to have Dan Ball carry you all the way up into the pregame show. He's going to take over pregame show from there. But until that happens, in an hour for the next hour, we will be here at Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios doing the Baseball Isn't Boring show. When I say we, I say me and Gordo of the Play Tessie podcast. Say hello, Gordo.
What's up?
Oh, look at
McFarlane.
You. Look at McFarlane.
McFarlane.
It's not a question. It's an exclamation.
Statement.
It's a statement. Did you find a trade? Did you find a who says no? And as we said, we're trying to secure it's taco and tequila night here at Fenway Park. And so that's why people are they're coming in droves. And some of we have seen a few of the City Connect jerseys smattering them. I see there's one right there, two, a couple City Connects, a guy with a green hat right there. See all of them. So they're all milling about.
I'm seeing a lot more City Connect stuff than I thought I would see this early in the game. I mean, these were released less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I think, though, do you think that, you know, the first ones, the yellow ones, they were fine because it was new and everyone likes new things. And I think it hit with the marathon and everything. Which do you think, if you put up a poll, which do you think were people like just if you dropped the two of them right now, the yellow and the green? 1.0, 2.0, which one would people like better?
I think undisputably people would like the new ones.
Really?
The green ones better.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think a lot of what goes into people liking the yellows so much is, like, yes, it's obviously for what they represent, but also the team won in them, and it became like this narrative, and it was like the rally around the team is around the yellows, and that definitely boosted up the morale or the public opinion of the yellows. Like, these green ones are straight up fire.
Yeah.
These are awesome.
And we I was fortunate to have the conversation with Drew Parkinson, who head of marketing, head of sponsorships with the Red Sox, and to go through exactly how these came about. And one of the things I told him, Gordo, was I liked the simplicity of them because – and there's intricate little things. There's details, which are cool. But I think one of the things that some of these City Connect jerseys or uniforms miss on – they try to get too crazy. They try to get too fancy.
You see it all around the league.
The Colorado Rockies with the Taco Bell. You know, the Marlins, when the Marlins first did it, everyone was like, oh, my goodness. And the Rays were cool. They had a lot of different stuff going on. It's fine. But then you had a lot of too much. Like, I actually, the ones that I liked were the White Sox did the latest ones with the
Bulls.
Yeah.
So cool.
Right?
So cool.
Because it's simple, yet smacks you in the face with yes. There you go.
With yes.
Yes. And I think that's what these do. And I don't know how much of last night's sad trombone of a game will impact people like saying, oh, man, it brings back bad memories. I don't know. But I do think that they'll sell a lot more of these. I also think it's a lot easier to wear this colored thing with other things. Yellow, as someone who's a slave to fashion, Gordo,
Why are you a slave to fashion?
Because I have to match everything. You know that.
Come always on. Looking good, Rob.
I mean, so I couldn't possibly wear it being wearing yellow with blue. I mean, you know, like what's happening? I mean, it's like, but this, I mean, you can wear this whatever Fenway green with anything.
Can you wear Fenway green?
With, I don't know.
I'm trying to put my style sense.
If the Red Sox don't come down here and give you a free jersey in the next hour, are you going to buy one?
I'm going to buy something. Even if they do come and give me something, I'm going to buy something. I got to let it marinate and let it come to me. Like, what am I going to get? I don't want to be reactionary and get the wrong thing.
Will you get the jacket?
The jacket is under consideration. The sweatshirt's under consideration. A jersey's under consideration. I haven't seen it on the shop, but the hat, one of the hats that they had in those care packages with the yellow brim and the Red Sox written on the top, it kind of looks like an Oakland A's hat. I think those are awesome.
Okay.
Always love the Oakland A's colors.
All right. Well, let it be said, let it be done. I just want to know for right now, you have a great hat on.
I do have a great hat on. That's the thing. So now the hat might move down in the power rankings because now this baseballs and boring hat's glued to my scalp.
It feels like that's your look right now. That's a good look.
It's a good look.
It's a good look. As long as the hat, a good fitting hat goes a long way.
It fits the head well. It's got the right logo on the front.
Okay.
Like it's just
all right.
A good
hat. I'm glad it's working for you. All right, Tim and Quincy. Hey Tim, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey guys. Rob, I heard you talk before about speeding up the game, and I have an idea that might work. Maybe you guys could run with it. But instead of like in and out every inning, how about we do like three whole innings, and then they come out, and then we do three more, and we're up to six, and then do two, and then do one. And I think maybe for catches it might be a great idea. No. I mean, and pitches, I mean, they get to stay out there longer and, you know, instead of their arms getting kind of, cold after a while.
I want to get my head around this. I'm not discounting anything, Tim. I'm not discounting anything because, you know, we're all for, like, solutions to problems. So right. Are you talking about, like, having nine outs in an inning?
Exactly. Yeah, go out there for nine outs, which would be the equivalent of three innings, right?
Wait, no. What he's saying is...
No, he just said nine outs in an inning.
No, I think what he's saying is he wants to separate pitchers into three-inning intervals. So, like, Crochet will go three innings and then Whitlock comes in for three. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, you could just keep the pitches and catches in there. But, I mean, after you get, like, nine outs,
Nine out innings.
You go in instead of this in and out. Like that's I think is what
nine out innings.
Oh, he is saying.
Yeah, nine out innings.
Yeah, and then
well, you're saying to speed up the game.
Three, two and yep. one.
Nine
and
out innings. We'll be home in an hour. Nine out
yeah,
innings.
Yeah, well,
let's go.
I mean, it's a great game, but if you make it quicker, I mean, it does. Have
you're not,
benefits.
But you're not. You wouldn't call it boring.
No, I think it's a terrific game to watch. Okay, but good. I mean, even for the players, I mean, you know. They're in and out. I mean, it's kind of like a lot of wasted running and just wasted
a lot of wear and tear on your knees.
A lot of wear and tear, less wear and tear.
Well, I mean, think about pitches. They pitch like say three pitches and they're going back in to sit down. Now they're going to sit there and it'll be a long wait, cold. Yeah.
There's one thing, Tim. Commercials.
Yeah, my name.
A
lot of money lost.
I don't. Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that are going to be coming after you for this one.
Well,
be careful.
You have to make concessions. You make concessions. I guess I don't know.
Tim,
if you ran it by Joe Castiglione, why don't you see what his reaction?
We will definitely. I'm texting him right now. Thank you, Tim. A lot of people would have hung up on Tim, not us.
We kept Tim around. That was good.
No. We want to figure out solutions. There's no bad ideas. That's what we're talking about. There's no bad ideas. How are the Red Sox going to get better? There's no bad ideas. How are you going to speed up games? Nine out innings. Let's go.
Nine out innings.
And the guy to make that happen, evidently, is Joe Castiglione.
There's a lot of – think about how many runs would be scored if – because, like, you got a leadoff guy on first. To prevent that guy from scoring, you got to get nine outs before that guy comes around.
I got to be honest with you. I'm trying to get my head around the nine out innings. I'm like,
guys' arms would fall off. Like, they kind of need the breaks that they're getting.
Do they? Do they really? Do the pitchers need breaks, those breaks?
Think about it. Like, when a guy is at, like, a 40-pitch inning, the manager's going to – like, it's why in spring training, if the guy –
Yeah, but, bases 25, but think about all the wear and tear you would save on the outfielders running back and forth.
It's true. You might extend the outfielder's career. Here's
the thing, Gordo, is that, yes, the wear and tear in the pitchers would be a problem, but what I brought up would be the non-starter, no commercials.
That's why it couldn't get off the ground.
No bad ideas. Well,
this should have been like an Abner Doubleday discussion. This guy is he's behind his time. He's way behind his time.
Yeah, I mean, if Tim was there back in the late 1800s.
Oh, it could have been a completely different.
Oh, my goodness. We'd be playing one-hour games.
Think about how different our lives would be if that was just.
Yeah, look, the weird thing is you're gazing off to the sunset. Anyway, so I asked you, speaking of solutions, no bad ideas, did you have a trade? We are talking
it's imperfect,
about
how, but I've got some.
How you get Roman Anthony up to the major leagues, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
We're talking about.
All right. Devers isn't playing first base. You're not freeing up the DH spot. Not happening. Anthony's not playing first base. Not happening. Not happening.
Yeah.
What do you got?
If none of those things if neither of those things are happening,
not,
then to
one.
Get Roman neither Anthony up happen. Here without injury, you're going to have to either bench or trade one of Duran, Rafaela, or Abreu.
Okay.
We can comfortably take Willy or Abreu out of that discussion.
Yes.
I'm going to focus here on Seydon Rafaela because with Jaron Duran, he's playing right now, outside of last night, worse than you would expect him to. It's not an ideal time to sell. With Rafaela, he's playing, I don't want to say over his head, but this is as well as we have seen him play, and it's a question of, is it sustainable?
Yes.
To me, Seydon Rafaela is an exciting enough talent, especially defensively. I mean, you look at...
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
He can be... He can be part of a solution. I love the solution and the problem. Solution of a team that's trying to win right now.
And a team that's building for long term because he's locked up.
Exactly.
But this is a guy who... I mean, fielding run value, 99th percentile. Base running value, 97th percentile. He has mastered the art of fielding and base running. Offense, it's been better lately. I have my questions about him. I don't believe in him. I don't know, but I don't think that what we've seen lately is who he's been. I hope it's who he will continue to be. But he's the guy who I would sell high on, and I think he's an exciting enough player to entice a team to trade maybe a controllable reliever that you can insert right into that setup role. I think that there's going to be other options if you give me some time to really scour the league and look for things. But the one guy I've locked in on here is Calvin Fauché on the Marlins, who is controllable until, let's see, 2030, I believe. So he's got 25, 26, 27, 20. So he's got a ton of control left with the Marlins. He's age 29, and he's got a 2.4 ERA, and he's been a good pitcher for now a couple of years. You get off the Seydon Rafaela contract. This is a guy who the Red Sox have discussed in trades with the Marlins in the past, and they never came to any agreement. But for Calvin Fauché here, a one-for-one swap, maybe the Red Sox have to kick in a little bit because Rafaela is making some money in the future. I don't know. But that's how you open up a spot for Roman Anthony. The Marlins get a building block in center field. Everyone's
so
happy.
I applaud you for attempting this. Excellent job. No wrong answers. Much like we said with the 9-out innings, no wrong answers.
Tim also wants to just add an outfielder as well. So he wants to.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Tim, no wrong. Hey, I think, Gordo, your trade proposal is slightly better than the 9-out answer. A 9-out inning answer.
I was hoping for better than slightly.
Okay. But I'm going to give you the problem with it. But first, we have to do a trend. All right. Ooh. So let's trend.
Teaser.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics' pursuit of Banner 19 and back-to-back titles is over after they fell to the New York Knicks in 119-81 last night at MSG. Jaylen Brown led the way with 20 points, and here's what he had to say following the loss.
It stings. Anytime, you know, losing stings, especially finishing your season like this, you know, it wasn't our year.
The Knicks will advance to take on the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That series gets underway on Wednesday. The Red Sox losing streak was extended to 4 as they lost the Atlanta Braves. Last night's pitcher's duel at Fenway, 4-2. Garrett Crochet got the start for the Red Sox. He went 7 innings, allowing 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 8. They'll be back in action tonight at Fenway when Giolito takes the mound opposite Grant Holmes. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Dan Ball will get you started on the MassMutual pregame show at 6:15. Then Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo will have the call of the game. First pitch is at 7:15. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets will be in OKC for a winner-go-home Game 7 tomorrow. The winner will take on the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals. Over in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs staved off elimination with a 2-0 win over the Panthers in Sunrise. They'll head to Game 7 back in Toronto tomorrow night. The Winnipeg Jets will look to follow in Toronto's footsteps tonight when they head over to Dallas for Game 6. The Stars lead that series 3-2. Big news in the NFL, the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million extension, making him the fifth highest paid player in the NFL. And finally, the Revolution will host the San Jose Earthquakes tonight at Gillette Stadium, kickoff at 7:30. My name is Mitch Sabatelli.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And that is what's trending.
WEEI.
Give me a McFarlane mix.
Here we go. McFarlane.
That sounded like it was like it was, that McFarlane started. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gordo. His McFarlane started off strong, and then halfway through McFarlane, it's
exactly
frail.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Do it again, Mitch.
McFarlane.
Still in the same.
It's because he's not. You got to extend it. Hey, at the end.
McFarlane.
McFarlane!
There we go. That's it.
All right. Attaboy. All right. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show. We're live here at Fenway Park, the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Gordo, Play Tessie. The other members of the Play Tessie podcast are out and about. Dr. Pat's in Portugal.
Portugal Pat.
I don't know where Sammy is, but Joe Braverman's somewhere working probably. I don't
Sammy's
know.
Sammy's at like a baby shower.
Okay, well, get his priorities straight.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Great game of baseball.
I appreciate everybody for all these guys for helping out and doing what their part for the great game of baseball and all that they do for their podcast at Play Tessie. And also, I was going to, and again, this falls under, I appreciate your effort. I like you personally, and I respect your opinion, Gordo. You had made the mention of the trade, Calvin Forche, right? Correct?
Forche,
yeah. I like the name.
It's great.
For Sinan Rafaela. Here's the problem with that. Okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Brace yourself. No, on the surface, not a bad trade. Red Sox need that guy. Marlins could take that guy. That's fine. The problem is that the way that what scares me a little bit, the way the Red Sox view and the way a lot of teams view the bullpen, which is you get a guy like that, you're cycling through. What's to say we don't have that guy in Worcester? What's to say that Nick Birdie isn't that guy? That's the problem, is that I can say, yeah, he represents certainty. We just mentioned, we were just going through the Atlanta Braves roster, right? A couple guys where, you know, they traded for Pierce Johnson a couple years ago out of nowhere. No one thought anything of it. And now he's like a stalwart, right? Like, the teams are always thinking, well, we can get that guy much cheaper than giving up a resource like Sinan Rafaela. And if a team is going to give up the value of a Sinan Rafaela, it would have to be a no doubt about it, a guy who is going to close.
But here's the issue is that contract that he, like the money that he's guaranteed, it does hold you back a little bit.
Does it really? Or doesn't it?
I mean, I guess it's to the eye of the beholder. If like if you're a big Rafaela guy, then it's a plus. Like, oh my God, he's locked up for more team control. You got player team options. Like, it's great. If you're kind of 50-50, like, yeah, maybe this is a time to make a move. We think he might break out, but we're not totally sure. That could be scary. That's some guaranteed money for a guy that you're not 100% sure about. Could hold you back a little bit.
You know what could also hold me back? The distraction of there's a lot going on.
It sounds like a vacuum cleaner out
there's,
there.
There's a DJ. We're at Fenway Park, Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. It's taco and tequila. I think there's a more formal explanation for the whatever this is going on here. But there's a cactus made out of balloons. There's all these festive decorations. There's a DJ out here. There's a lot going on here. You know what would make people happy? More than, I'm taking a guess, than more than the cactus made out of balloons?
Pete Fairbanks on the Red Sox?
That. A win.
A win.
A win.
A win.
Pete Fairbanks on the Red Sox. Can you imagine? That'd be a good trade.
That'd be
Why not?
The why not, if you're talking about today, is because the Rays aren't.
What's Fairbanks' lot? What's your contract situation?
He's expired, or 2016 option. Oh, so I guess he got signed to something. So he's a 1 year this year.
Sinan Rafaela for Pete Fairbanks. Let it be said, let it be done.
I mean, I'd be in for it.
Why are you hesitant? You have to make bold moves.
No, I'm not hesitant. I'm wondering if it's a deal.
Speaking of bold moves, we've had a lot of people talking about like how to make the game better, which I don't know if that's physically possible. But we're open to ideas. There's no bad ideas. 9-out innings. That's one Tim had surfaced at earlier. Mike in the car. What do you got, Mike? What's happening? Hey, Mike.
Guys, I got one for
you. All right.
I got one for you. So think about this. If there's 3 seconds left in a basketball game, you shoot the basket, you shoot the ball at the basket, time runs out, the ball's already in the air, the basket counts, correct?
Yeah, it's called a buzzer beater.
Right, buzzer beater. Now, football, 2 seconds, same thing, quarterback says hike, throws the ball in the air, the guy catches it in the end zone, touchdown counts, right? Okay, so now we'll go to number three. You got a runner on third, there's two outs. The ball's hit on the ground. The guy from third scores before the guy throws it to first, count the run. What do you think about that?
I don't know, man. It might be the Dayquil talking, but I'm entertained by it.
Here's a question for you. Is that in all situations, or is this just a ninth inning rule?
No, all situations. It's if the runner beats the throw, so if the runner beats the throw to first, count the run. If they do it, it's like time running out. Same thing. Same principle.
So you're just you want to eliminate the force play. He doesn't like the. I mean, he wants.
There's so many scenarios you can do at that. And I've thought about this. And there's a lot of scenarios you can bunt. You can bunt the ball down first baseline. The guy at third scores before and the run, you actually get more runs in and more scoring, I think it would make the game a little bit more exciting before
you
the
get more runs.
You count the L.
My brain's in a pretzel right now.
I appreciate it, Mike. I appreciate the effort. Your excellent call. Call back anytime with any idea.
Do you hear, Rob? Do you hear the
I have Alex no idea.
They're playing Alex Verdugo's old walk-up song out
there. They are? Open the door. Are they really?
I'll go open the door.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're playing. I don't know. Let's see if it's still on.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, so is that Alex Verdugo's walk-up song? Oh, look at that. Either that's a welcome home or they're taunting Alex Verdugo. Who know? I mean, there's not a lot of buzz about Alex Verdugo's return, is there?
No.
Not compared to last year.
Last year was a whole thing.
Oh, it was a whole thing.
They panned to him in the dugout. It's like, oh, my God, that's right. He's on this team.
Oh, yeah.
He must be in the lineup today with a righty on the mound, right? Let's see if they – did the Braves release theirs?
Yeah.
I have not.
So, I got to be honest with you. I had no idea what he was talking about. I'm just going to be perfectly honest. I'm not even going to pretend. Like, as I said, you know, this is my flu game. I'm fighting a little bit.
All right, let me break it down for you, Rob.
I don't want to be broken.
You don't want to make the great game of baseball even
greater? No, I do, but I appreciate – here's my take. I like these calls because they entertain me. They're ideas that people are trying. I appreciate the effort. I like them personally and everything else. But I'm not going to – something like that I can't get my head around. Here's my solution. If you want outside the box
– here we go.
Yeah. When I was playing baseball in Essex, Massachusetts, I'd go down the park, and we would play this game. It was I guess it would be called home run derby. But if you had a backstop, and if you hit it like a certain height, it'll be a triple, double, whatever. But if you hit it over the backstop, it would be an out, unless there was a flagpole right behind it. If you nailed the flagpole, it was an automatic win of the game. If they had a flagpole here that if you hit and you hit it, it's automatic win of the game. I love that rule. Well, the Rob, automatic win of the game flagpole.
It really should be. You know how like the Green Monster ladder, that's an automatic triple, right? If you wedge the ball in the Green Monster's ladder.
I don't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the only ground rule triple in the sport is if you hit a ball and it gets wedged in the Green Monster's ladder. That should be the automatic win of the game. Triple makes no sense. You'd never get a triple out of
no.
That.
Automatic. I mean, I was thinking more of.
Like you hit a
500-foot home run that hit the flagpole.
Like the flagpole in center field. I mean, yeah, that would be an absolute nuke.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, remember the Houston Astros? They had Towels Hill. It was
the worst thing they ever did.
Are you kidding me? The worst thing they ever did putting it in.
No, come on. It was fun. It was cool.
It was not fun or cool.
Guys had to run up the Towels Hill to make a catch. Who was
no? It was not fun. It was a built-in ACL injury.
But it was fun.
It was not fun. It was like
and then the Tigers got rid of the dirt line between the mound and the plate. Why are we getting rid of things? It's like if Fenway got rid of the Green Monster.
They shouldn't have gotten it. Just much like the ladder. Don't get rid of the ladder. Don't get rid of it. Detroit, you shouldn't have gotten rid of the path. To the mound, to the plate, it's fine. Like, but the hill,
Tampa Bay, they better put the catwalks right back where they were.
The hill, like the taking out the H&R Puffin stuff thing from center field in Miami mistake.
Oh, Jeter, Jeter.
But the hill in center field in Houston, it was ridiculous. Where you're running. Oh, by the way, now you're gonna have to run up a hill. Now you're gonna run into a flagpole. Like it was dumb.
It was fascinating. It was unique.
Much like
there's none of that in any like, of the other sports.
Much like diving into a pool of sharks is fascinating, right?
Hey, are you crapping on the Ray tank?
No, that's just stupid.
Oh, come on, you don't like the Ray tank?
By the way, the Rays should not move. They should just stay where they are.
Yeah.
Because well, they're
selling. Oh, you're saying they should stay in the minor league park?
Yeah.
No, they're I don't think it has out. Enough character.
They're just selling out. They're selling out.
They're selling out what, like 8,000 seats?
We made mention, by the way, Gordo, that the Sacramento A's are a half game up on the Red Sox.
Kudos to them.
And somebody tweet out the place that they're having the post-game press conferences. Have you seen this with the A's?
No.
It's like literally a storage bin, a storage container.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, anyway, the calls are coming in. Here, let's go to Lloyd in Vermont. Hey, Lloyd, what's going on?
Oh, hi. Yeah. I just wanted to to comment about the uniforms. To me, those yellow and pastel blue ones, I always thought that the players sort of look like animated Easter eggs wandering around on the, and you know, even, I mean, the yellow sleeves on the ones from yesterday, they're okay, but that yellow and pale blue.
So you like the green ones better? You like the green ones better than the yellow ones, Lloyd, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Lloyd,
okay.
Sammy thinks the yellow ones look like Peeps, you know, like the marshmallow things.
That was the other thing that crossed my mind. Yep, because they got all those pastel Peeps now. Yep. But the other thing I just wanted to say is that I think, you know, back early in the season, oh boy, they were the reincarnation of the St. Louis of Whiz Kids with Pepper Martin and all that. They were terrorizing everybody on the base paths. Now the mistakes, the egregious mistakes, outnumber anything good that they're doing on the base paths, and nobody's worrying much about them on the base paths because they're going to get caught in the rundown. That attempt to stretch a double into a triple with nobody out about a week ago. I mean, that was ridiculous. And just generally speaking, every time that one of those things happens, it just lets, and it obviously, in many instances, obviously kills a rally. Okay. And I think it just takes the air out of the sails, you know? I mean, they just, you know, you just frittered away another run, you know?
Lloyd, before you go, Lloyd, first of all, I appreciate your call, and you're not wrong about it. You're right about a lot of things. But I have to ask you, you mentioned Pepper Martin, and I'm like, so I had to Google. I'm not going to lie to you. I had to Google Pepper Martin.
Yeah, enlighten me. I don't know who that is.
No, Pepper, you
well,
use Pepper Martin.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but then it's fine. It's no, your experience, that. Your experience. Like, and you're also here. It's good that you're educating us on who Pepper Martin was. Pepper Martin led.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I also would say that the relief pitcher yesterday pulled a Rick and Keel. Okay.
Oh no, that's not old. No, that's not old.
I know. Well, that's only 30 years old.
Yeah.
Pepper Martin's a little bit older than Rick.
I appreciate it, Lloyd. Call back anytime. Thank you so much.
The base running thing's interesting.
Pepper Martin. So Pepper Martin led the league in steals 3 years, right?
I'm looking at it right now.
Now, those years were 1933, 1934, and 1936 at 26, 23, and 23.
He leads the league in steals twice with 23. What?
But
he got caught like 8 or 9 times in all these years. So he's basically, he's getting caught like the 20, 30, 40%, like.
I love it.
But he's right about the base.
I feel like there's something that we can build off of the Pepper Martin conversation somehow.
Well, Pepper Martin is welcome on the show anytime, except that he died in 1965.
All right, okay. What were you going to say?
Well, the thing about the base running thing is last night, terrible on the base pass. They ran into 3 outs. They haven't been bad on the bases outside really of last night. But one thing he's right about is they were running like crazy early in the season. The Speed Sox, it was what we saw last year. They were winning games when they were running, and when they're not as aggressive, when they're not.
So you have to ask yourself: is this a reversal of strategy, or is this the league, much like the league, caught up to them and understanding all they were doing was spinning baseballs all over the place? Is this an adjustment by the league? Is this an adjustment by the league in terms of holding guys on? Whatever it is.
We haven't even seen them attempt them, though. It's not like they just started getting caught.
Yeah. All right, Mike in Boston. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm talking about an idea for making baseball better. What if they put a target on each left center and right field in each stadium, and if it's hit, it's double the run scored?
I like that. Right? I like
That's
it. Gordo?
Wait, so this kind of rings a bell. Do you remember when Pablo Sandoval in – what was that league? He hit like a 6-run homer or something. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Where was that league? I'm gonna look this up.
All right.
By the league. Adjustment by the league and holding guys.
Yo.
All right, Mike. Thank you for the call.
You love hearing yourself on the other end.
But I listen. no bad ideas. I thought he had mentioned the Jordan furniture. I mean, they had put it up if you hit it in a certain spot. Didn't they have that?
Yeah, for free furniture. Bryce Harper almost hit it. Wouldn't
it? But nobody hit it, right?
No, that thing was a bomb.
Well, because they figured out that nobody has hit it there ever. So anyway, no bad ideas. Your Sedan Rafaela trade, not a bad idea.
This Pablo Sandoval 6-run homer was in the Middle East and South Asian Baseball United League All-Star Game.
Yeah, the United Baseball, you know those games they played. Yeah. Where they invited all the influencers out there.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Did that not come back?
They were still working on it.
Well, he hit a 6-run homer in that league.
All right.
Very cool.
All right, that is very cool. All right, you know what else is very cool? The fact that we're stuck in the great game of baseball. We're going to be doing all the way up to 4 o'clock. Dan Ball's taking over at 4, and he'll lead you into the pregame show, and then the great game of baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Being played right here at Fenway Park. We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo Playtesi. Be back after this. Yeah, let's go. All the way up to Dan Ball, top of the hour. It's a good time. Good time to be alive. Right?
Always talking baseball.
Thank you to DayQuil, 5-Hour Energy. I'm alive.
Triple caffeine for Rob today.
Eh.
Flu game.
It's a flu game. It's all right. It's not difficult. I've always said this, Gordo. You've done the show a few times now. Not difficult. You roll it out. You're talking about, like, fraudulent ground rule triples.
Yeah, what? That's not real?
Not real.
That blows my – I mean, granted, I guess the rule blows my mind, but the fact that it's not real also blows my mind. I've thought that for years. Apparently, it's a myth.
Well, let me tell you, we're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios, and we're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in to get your employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. You were wrong about that.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Hand up, I was wrong.
It's all right.
It didn't come from nowhere. I didn't just make it up.
No, when AI said despite a long-standing rumor, now AI might have heard you. You're spreading
that's true.
That rumor.
I contributed to the AI Like, the AI could have been in response to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, so let's get down to the last segment here. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Lucas Giolito's on the mound against the Atlanta Braves. The Red Sox, two games under 500. They're five games back of the Yankees. The how are they doing it, Yankees, right? You're three games back in the wild card. And you have a lot of teams in this American League who are playing well. We had, if you should go check this out, it's up on the Baseball Isn't Boring feed, at BB Isn't Boring, the interview we did with President of Baseball Operations of the Minnesota Twins, Derek Falvey, whose team has won 12 in a row, had figured out how to actually win games in May, how you've adjusted from your original blueprint, because, Gordo, they started off crappy.
I mean, they've won 12 in a row, so that means they start off 13-20. Like,
that's crazy.
That is really
bad. And Rocco Baldelli is in the last year of his contract, I believe.
There were some fire Rocco Baldelli rumors.
Yeah, so in case you missed it, Baltimore Orioles manager David Hyde, he gets fired today. They're 15-28. But I'll come back to my original thing, is that, you know, you got to figure things out, because there's no easy outs here. There's no – even the Orioles, man, like, who knows? Like, they're still a talented team. They could turn things around. But every team that you face, not name the White Sox, not name the Angels, in the American League, it's not like you go in there, oh, we're absolutely better than them. Not a single one. Not a single one.
It goes both ways, because there's also not a lot of team. Like, the Tigers have the best record in the American League, and yes, they did just sweep the Red Sox, but you didn't go into.
But that's the problem. That's the problem, is that you want to say, Gordo, you want to say this team is talented enough to get the T-shirt cannon and fire yourself off into, like, the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
You want to fire yourself off to where the Yankees are living at 26-18 right now. And that's what's maddening about it. Let me ask you this. If you stacked up the Red Sox roster before the day one, 0-0, with all the injuries both teams had, you stack up the Red Sox and Yankees, who has the better roster?
I would have taken the Red Sox. I did. We talked about it before the season, and I took the Red Sox.
Okay, so what is the problem? Let's workshop this. Let's figure this out. What is the problem? Why are the Yankees 26-18? And why are the Red Sox 22-24? And the reality, too, is that we can't ignore the Red Sox have had an easier schedule to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Right? So why is this the case?
Well, I mean, one school of thought, and Lou Maloney was talking about this on his Twitter feed today, and he's not wrong, is – I mean, the Red Sox and the Yankees are two good teams to comp here, because the Yankees are a team that's coming off a World Series appearance, a team that won the division last year, that made it through the postseason, had big moments, played in big situations. And then this Red Sox team, it's a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that were rookies.
Who's only known, as we said early in the show,
right?
Who's only known mediocrity.
They played here, a lot of guys are in their second year, their third year, and last year the Red Sox were .500. The year before, they were below .500 and in last place. Not many of these guys have playoff experience. Like, oh, we could go up and down.
You go back to 2021, with last time the Red Sox made a playoff run. Last time you had that feel. Last time you felt like, okay, you know, you knew what it was to go stem to stern, to figure it out, then to actually play in those important games like that. It's a great point. And I'm glad you brought up that Lou said it, because it's a great point. Like, what – and you can say, well, you're learning. But still, like, all they've known so far is this one step forward, one step back. At some point, you need something that is going to take you the one step forward. And the problem is, Gordo, I don't know how you feel, but I felt like that the one that thing was going to be was going to be Alex Bregman.
Yeah, that was why we all wanted that move to happen so badly, is because they needed that guy.
Right, and so the moves that we were imploring them to make. Garrett Crochet, Alex Bregman, really important moves, right?
Yeah, and
really,
they've all been good. They've all been successful.
They've been not only good, they've been vital.
Yeah. Oh my God, where would they be without every? Think about all of the, like, Aroldis Chapman's another one. He's been terrific. Another guy brought in, Walker Buehler, when he was pitching well. Another guy brought in. Like, they've got these guys, and to your point, Rob, you talk about the guys all of the guys on this team that don't have playoff experience. You talk back in 2021. How many players on the active roster right now played for the Red Sox at any point in 2021?
Woo, Devers.
That's one.
Did Connor Juan play on that team?
No. No. He was in the organization, but he didn't play in the majors.
I don't want to give who?
There's only three. Rafael Devers, Garrett Whitlock, and then Jaron Duran didn't play in the postseason. He did play for the team that year, but, like, I mean, it's up to you if you want to count that. I don't know. Like, he hasn't played in those big spots. So it's Devers and Whitlock who know what it's like to play for the Red Sox in critical must-win games and get it done in those spots, as both of them did in that year.
And also, let's add this in. This is complicated times, too. Like, there is a value when you talk about having veterans on a team. Like, I always cite the Phillies. The Phillies have a clubhouse of guys, 30-somethings, been there, done that. There's a value guys know who how to navigate a season, the ups and downs, the chaos and everything. This is a complicated season. And the Devers thing is a complication. That is a complicated piece of the puzzle. Is it why they haven't won a lot this past week? I don't know.
Do you think it's something that's talked about a lot in the clubhouse?
No.
No?
No.
Do you think it's like
and maybe that's the problem.
Do you think
I don't know.
If it's not talked about, do you think it's like a we probably should steer clear of this, or it's just
listen,
like,
Gordon, not more this important. Is how it works. And I use the Belichick example. This is just the reality of it. When things go well, stuff like that literally doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Like, we saw that in Kansas City. You lose a close game. You have the John Henry jet. You guys do the show. Like, but then it's two wins. Devers absolutely tears it up. All is right with
the
world.
Yeah, who cares?
Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Every time Devers hit a home run in that Royal Series, I would tweet out the video and I would say, I do not care what position you play anymore. Do that.
No, right. But now you have this, what's going on now, and you have something like that, and you're like, everything is fair game. That's how this works. Is it the reason for it? Probably not. But the problem is that every time you lose and you lose and you lose and you underperform, that things like that are going to be bubbling up to the surface. That's just how it works.
Because it's like, how can you, like, why is this team losing? How can you take the step forward? You're losing a bunch of one-run games. What's the little divide? What's the little
I do, and I do know this, Gordo, is that, you know, like, we can say, well, patience, patience, patience. Hey.
Nah, we've been patient.
Nah, I mean, I just think that you get to the May, you get to this point in May, you get to this point in the season, you have these other teams, we said it, you have these other teams who have adjusted, who figured this out, who have gone forward. You know, we had Derek Falvey talking about the Twins resurgence. The Royals, they started, I think they were 9-14 at one point. They figured it out. You know, like Detroit Tigers, they've taken off. You have teams like the Mariners, the Astros, the Rangers have been a little bit up and down, but still very talented team. You know, so you have all of this. You have these teams who have figured it out. Now it's time for the Red Sox, who may be the most talented of all these teams that I mentioned. It's time for them to figure it out. And that's the maddening thing about it. I can rattle off all these teams in the American League, Gordo, but none of them, I don't think, are as talented as the Red Sox.
On paper.
On paper.
Yeah.
Right? But you can't have Trevor Story playing like he has. You can't have Tanner Houck pitching like he has. You can't have guys underperforming at the back end of the bullpen. You can't have these up and downs, like one day this is working, the next day this isn't working. Like, you can't have that. And that's the mad. And I think that Jeff in Watertown began our whole show saying this. Jeff, who's the longest time caller you're ever going to find, who's watched this team for years upon years upon years, and he's like, this is the most maddening team. It's impossible to figure out.
Because it's a little bit of everything. Something different every single night. One night, the offense puts up one run. The next night, you get a blow-up start from Tanner Houck. The next night, you know, you put together a really good game, and you fight, and you come back, and you put up five runs on Skubal, and the bullpen gives it up. And the night before, David Hamilton comes out, hits a game-tying home run. This is supposed to be like one of the moments of the season.
Yeah.
David Hamilton comes out and hits a two-run homer.
Hey.
And it's given away.
You know what it is? It's fork in the road Saturday. All right. Gordo, excellent job. I appreciate all that you bring to the table.
I love doing this show.
All right. I know you do. And I love all you guys that play Tessie, at Play Tessie, Pat, Sammy, Gordo, Joe Braverman, the whole crew, at Play Tessie. And, of course, at BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring podcast every single day this past week. Jerry DePoto, he was on. Mike Lowell. Scott Hatterberg, that was a good one. I mean, I didn't even bring that up. Did you know this, what Scott Hatterberg said about Moneyball?
About the being in the cast?
About how the original plan was to only have Brad Pitt and everybody else play themselves?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
No, of course it doesn't. You think Art Howe is playing himself?
Also, like, these guys would, I mean, they're like middle-aged men at this point. Like, they don't look like
it doesn't. I don't know, but you should go check it out. I really had a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun doing all this. I really appreciate it. Mitch, I appreciate it. Zach, I appreciate it. Behind the Glass. Everybody, and Derek Falvey, president of baseball operation of the Twins, thanks for joining. But Dan Ball's coming up. He's going to be bringing you all the way home to the pregame show, then dominating the pregame show. We're going to have it all coming your way. Probably a lot of Celtics talk heading into, obviously, the great game of baseball here at Fenway Park. All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.